This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
What was the main focus of the Holy Father's Wednesday audience this morning?
Well, John, today Pope Francis' catechesis was on the gifts of old age, but specifically encouraging the elderly to give a strong witness of faith, reminding that that witness of faith can really fill the young generation with both determination and courage. And he looked specifically at 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verses 18 to 31, at the figure of Eleazar, who he was a 90-year-old man, and have to keep in mind that this was quite old at the time, because in 170 BC, the life expectancy averaged around the age of 40. And Eleazar was ordered by King Antiochus the Fourth, yes, Epiphanes, to eat pork, which was of course forbidden by Jewish law. And Eleazar, in doing this, he would be defiling the Lord. But so he refused. So the king's subjects gave him a little way out. They said, "Hey, just eat another type of meat. Pretend that it's pork, and then your life will be saved." And basically the concept was, hey, what's the difference? This way you're going to be able to live. You can go free. But he understood that his life on earth was not the ultimate goal. And he refused to do that, to even consider breaking God's law, and also to give scandal to the young people around who might see him do this, not knowing that he was not actually eating pork. And so he was then killed for disobeying the king. And so today Pope Francis said that the honor of faith often finds itself under pressure like this, and sometimes it's even violent pressure from the dominant culture. And others are seeking to weaken that faith. He said they can sometimes treat it like what he called an archaeological endeavor or a superstition or an out-of-date practice. But in Maccabees, Eleazar offered a powerful witness of faith when he refused to eat that meat sacrificed to the idols, when he refused to cause scandal. And by doing that, he upheld the importance of consistency in the faith, especially in old age, said the Pope. And it showed young people how faith is always woven into life. It's not something that can be separated or compartmentalized. It's integral and it's consistent. And the Pope said modern societies often belittle the practice of faith, like we see in this scriptural example, and look at faith like it's something for old people to do. But instead, he said, the elderly have to keep in mind their important mission to restore the honor of faith, because having faith actually is a sign of possessing strength. And he said, faith deserves respect and honor because it changes lives and it purifies minds. And it teaches the faithful to adore God and love their neighbor. And thus he concluded, John, that faith is a blessing for everyone.
Absolutely. And the Holy Father brings such great words of wisdom drawing from the Old Testament. But what he's saying is very relevant for us today. There are many similar challenges for us in this day and age.
Oh, absolutely, because he also pointed out that the mindset of Gnosticism of today, it's very seductive and interprets a type of faith in its own way, but reduces it to a set of maybe rules or practices. He said, no, that's not what it's about. We have to remember what Christianity actually teaches us and be strong and true to our Catholic beliefs.
Ashley, can you give us a health update on the Holy Father? How is Pope Francis doing these last few days?
Yeah, sure. So, John, you probably noticed that really since February, his physical movements have been a lot more limited. And as you know, during these past weeks, he has canceled various events. And then in general, he has just taken a smaller role at other events that have gone on. And during those events, he has been seated. So on the 30th of April, he announced that his doctor ordered him not to walk. And yesterday, he moved a meeting with Catholic Catholic pharmacist to his residence so that he did not have to walk as far. The Vatican is saying that he has a torn ligament and an inflamed ligament in his right knee, thus resulting in knee pain and leg pain. And he will be having a little injection that is meant to take that inflammation down. Of course, the Pope is 85 years old, and he has been saying that during this time, this pain is also bringing him humiliation. He said it's been an opportunity as well to offer the pain, especially for what's happening in Ukraine, John.
Ashley, I can't help but think of St. John Paul II and the suffering mm-hmm. and the pain that he went through in the final years of his life. And now this Holy Father, Pope Francis, is also having to deal with some of this redemptive suffering.
Right, exactly. And Pope Benedict XVI, Emeritus, has been suffering a lot, especially ever since his bout with shingles. He's also been dealing with skin issues and is very uncomfortable. So we see these examples of certainly handling the suffering that God gives and understanding its salvific value.
Can you give us an update on the latest from the Italian perspective of the situation with the Ukraine-Russian war and this humanitarian crisis that we've been seeing?
Absolutely, John. Well, first of all, it's interesting to note that just yesterday, Pope Francis said in an interview that came out in Corriere della Sera that he asked the Secretary of State, Cardinal,
about 20 days into the Russia-Ukraine war to convey the message to Putin that the Pope was willing to meet him in Moscow. The Pope went on to say that they have not had a response from Putin, and he is concerned that Putin does not want to have a meeting at this time. And then when the Pope was asked about the possibility of a visit to Kyiv, he said that he was not going to be going to the Ukrainian capital for the moment. He wanted to meet Putin first, but instead has sent two cardinal delegates as his envoys. And then this past Sunday, while speaking to the crowd in St. Peter's Square, the Pope said his thoughts went immediately to the city of Mariupol, the city of Mary, and again lamented the suffering caused by the invasion and asked all of the faithful to pray a rosary every day for peace. And then in the meantime, in Italy has taken in at this point about 70,000 refugees coming in from Ukraine, and they are living in various centers or with Ukrainian friends and relatives who were already living in Italy. An interesting cultural thing is that starting on Monday, children in Rome's city-run schools, so from all the way from kindergarten up to junior high, they were served a special Ukrainian lunch menu. And the idea was to help children imagine what life might be like for children in other countries, but especially during a time of war, and to introduce the children to different cultures. And so it was also an effort to welcome Ukrainian child refugees who have fled Ukraine and arrived in Roman schools now in the past few weeks. And so the children enjoyed varenki, which is a sort of ravioli filled with meat cooked with butter. And then they had the classic chicken Kiev served with a side of buttered potatoes. And then in the meantime, Rome has issued a special guide offering help to Ukrainian refugees, showing them how to live successfully in the Italian capital here, how to get around, how to manage bureaucracy, etc. They also decorated a subway train in the colors of the Ukrainian flag with the words peace written in both Italian and Ukrainian. So these are some of the things that have been happening here, John.
Well, Ashley, we continue to unite our prayers to those of the Holy Father with the faith that the consecration of Russia and Ukraine will pay dividends in the long run. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the Swiss Guard is celebrating an anniversary. How's the Vatican honoring the Swiss Guard?
Yes, it's a very big deal. In fact, on the 6th of May it's the annual swearing-in ceremony of the new recruits of the Pontifical Swiss Guard. And as you mentioned, John, it commemorates a very important anniversary. It was the sack of Rome back in 1527 when 147 Swiss guards fell while defending Pope Clement VII's life during that sack of Rome. So this is really considered the one of the major events of a Swiss guard's life, this ceremony where they follow in the footsteps of guards who for centuries before them have sworn allegiance to the Pope. It will be in St. Damasus Courtyard. So it's very exciting because for last year, for example, the new recruits were only allowed to have their immediate family present. This is still a private event, but now there will be more people present. It's a wonderful celebration. It's so exciting to see the young men, to see their enthusiasm. The Swiss guard band plays, and of course each guard individually swears his allegiance to the Pope. So let's pray especially for these young men who devote their next couple of years to living here at the Vatican and protecting the life of the Holy Father.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.